was in she was a perfect picture of hell.
And all of a sudden she's what?
Well, she wasn't.
How would you tell somebody last
perfect
night?
Perfect picture of her health, and now she's sick.
Okay. Last Sunday, coming home from church, she what, sick?
She was taken sick, or she became sick.
Okay. And you might say to someone, well, he's sick now, but he'll be up again by?
Tomorrow.
Okay, and when it's indefinite, but you feel
in,
like?
In the future.
All right. You might say, in emphasizing the indefiniteness of it, well, I don't know when we'll be finished with this work, but we'll get there.
Sometime.
If a person sat in the wind and began to cough, you'd say, last night he
exposed himself and now he's catching a cold.
Okay, and the past tense of that, last night he a cold.
He caught a cold.
And, well, when you have this, you say, I've got a little
hoarseness.
Right, and when it's an actual
cough.
And you might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit just
sleepy.
And at 6 o'clock, I'll
be awake.
Okay. And every day, at 6 o'clock,
I retire. I'll go to bed at 6 o'clock.
And in the morning,
I get up. Because I know rise is better, but I don't say that. I say get up.
And this morning, at 6 o'clock.
I got up at 6 o'clock. I did not, though. It was 8 o'clock.
Very good. All right. And in general, for the last several years, I have
gotten up
at 6 o'clock. Okay. If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you might say, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And the patient might say, why, yesterday.
I took it yesterday.
All right. And if you can't hear anything at all, someone says, why, I am stone
dead.
And someone who can't hear well and is getting a little bit, you might say, well, he's not really deaf. He's just a little bit
hard of hearing.
Okay, and if he began to sweat a lot when he started work, by the time he finished, you would say he what a lot of
drenched in perspiration.
Okay, and working out in the sun, and use the past tense of to sweat. Yeah, working out in the sun, he what a lot.
He perspired, sweated a lot.
Okay, and he's been working out in the sun every day. He has.
He has. Sweated, I say perspire.
Okay.
But yes. I don't say sweat.
Okay, good.
But I know the word.
Sure. Okay, well, it's good to get that.
Sweat like a horse, but you perspire like a person.
Okay, good. All right, and what about
discoloration
that actually begins to drain and is very ugly on the body?
Well, I think they call them boils, don't you?
Okay.
What did you want?
Well, that's one of the words for it. And when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out of it is called
pus.
And if you have an... That's all?
Discharge.
Okay. If you have an infection in your hand, and your hand got bigger than it used to be, you might say, my hand is...
It's swollen.
All right. And this is continued day after day. It has
continued swollen.
Okay. And if it's not infected, it probably won't much more. It won't
swell much more.
Okay. When you get a blister, the water that forms under the skin is called
I just call it water. You have a water blister.
Okay.
I don't know what else it could be.
Okay.
Just tell me what it could be.
No, that's what they give you. Water, or evidently in some places they call it a humor.
Not
around here.